Greetings and salutations, and welcome to the second day of February. That's right. How did we all do yesterday? Did it give you something to think about? I hope so. I hope it also gave you something to talk about. So, today's prompt.
Well, today's prompts from the wonderful host of February 2016, Sassy Cat, our own cat, is topics, a choice of topics for day two, and I will list them as Cat has listed them and mentioned them in that particular piece of audio. A bad habit you want to break, a new skill you want to learn, a place to visit, a book to read, a goal you set for yourself, a new project for home, work or school. All of them. Too much choice, Cat. Too many choices. Spoiled for choice. And Cat goes on to say that you can select one, two or all of those topics. You want to make a really big long audio boo about this stuff. Okay, I'm going to run through very quickly. A bad habit I want to break. Yes, I want to break the habit of being so cynical about life. It's going to be hard. Yes, I've become a bit of a Victor Meldrew over the past few years. Getting worse. Sometimes you're watching the television and something happens in a programme. I'll give an example. I was watching Vera last night, that wonderful Brenda Bletham police drama. It's just started again, BBC One. And things happen and you sit there, can't help yourself, and have to voice. That would never happen in real life. Oh, come on, you know. But things like that, but also cynical about when people say things or just in general. Being a cynic, in other words. I'd love to break the habit of being a cynic. Or at least if I couldn't break the habit of being a cynic, at least break the habit of opening my mouth and voicing my cynical opinion. That would be great. So that's a good one. If I can manage it. It's not a resolution in it by any means, like a New Year's resolution. Just, I'd love to do that. I'd love to try and control what I say in life. Thinking back to something that I sent an audio book up the other day there about a certain lady who blew her top about what I said about Andy Murray. Thinking about that, if I hadn't been so vocally cynical, just had it in my head, thinking all those nasty things. They weren't nasty things. They weren't nasty at all. More disappointment than anything. But the point is, I voiced them and it was cynical and I shouldn't. So that's number one. A new skill I want to learn. No. Not that I don't want to learn a new skill. I just can't think of any. There's nothing that's been in my head that there's a new skill I want to learn. No, so we'll skip that one. After this, I'll probably think of one. A place to visit? Not really. I want to visit so many places in the world. I really do. I'll just say one right off and then move on quickly. I want to do Route 66 on a Harley Davidson, me and the wife. Yes, the whole, as much as the old route as possible from East Coast to West Coast or vice versa. So, Route 66, simple as that. Not really a place, it's a road, but there you go. A book to read. I don't read books. I've never read books. I think I've read two books my whole life, three books maybe. I'm not a book reader. I've even thought about downloading audible books and listening to them even recently. I just don't get around to it. I just, book reading, I don't know. Yeah, you're either a book reader or you're not a book reader. I think that's it's hard. It's as simple as that. A goal you set for yourself. Yes, definitely. Goal that I set way back was to get fit, to get the weight down a bit. More than to get weight down, which would come with being this, is to be fitter, much fitter, to get back on the bike. I've been doing loads of preparation. I've been, you know, researching the stuff I need to buy, the new gear I need to buy. I've got loads of gear, but I really need some. I really need new shoes, cleats, and gloves to protect my fingers. I've mentioned this in some of my modern thoughts, I think. But I need some new gear. But the elements are beating me off at the moment. As you can probably hear, the wind howling through the roof bars of the car as I sit back here. But and there's the rain again, so it doesn't help. But yes, I've set a goal, and I'm really determined this year, really determined to get back on the bike, because I actually absolutely love cycling. I absolutely love it, and I know once I get back on the bike, I'll enjoy it if I just get the bloody chance to get back on the bike. So the goal is to get back on the bike, start enjoying runs. Start small, and then be able to come back one day, hopefully in the not too distant future, and say that was a great 30 mile, 40 mile, 50 mile run. Things that I used to do, you know, easy peasy stuff about 5 years ago, absolutely just a normal run. I'd love to be able to do that. And then to be able to look in the mirror and not see a slightly, I'm not podgy by any means, but a much trimmer guy. And healthier and fitter. It's not just about, you know, getting a bike. All this exercise and fresh air does make you healthier. It makes your brain better because of the endorphins. It makes you feel better, your well-being. So yeah, that's probably out of all the topics. That's probably the biggest one of the lot. So that would be good. The last one, a new project for home, work, or school. I don't work. I know I do odd jobs, but that's not the same. And I'm not at school. Well, I could be, you know, I could be at the, what is it called, the Open University? Yeah, I could be in the Open University as a senior student. But no, I'm not interested in that at all. Just Google it, man. Just Google it. What was that about the internet the other day? A new project for home. No, but we have a massive list of projects for home. I guess out of those, I mean, these are general things to do in and around the home. I guess my biggest project would be to get my new shed built, a bespoke shed, build it myself, to get that built the way I want it and see that finished and completed, yeah, so. What do they call that when you use two words to describe the one thing? So that would probably be the biggest. It's not a massive project, but it's still the biggest project out of all the projects we've got planned for this year. Because we did all the big stuff last year. Nothing else, really. That's it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 topics Kat gave us. And I think I got 3 out of 6. Sounds like my school report, 3 out of 6. Although, strange enough, I did get a book for perfect attendance, and I did read that book. But that was way back. It was called The Man in the Iron Mask. Anyone remember that? And another book I can remember reading was The Cracking Wakes, that famous writer that I can't remember his name. I'd love to. I think I read 2 or 3 of his books actually, going way back. The Stepford Wives, was it? Cracking Wakes. Oh God, what was the other one? So I must have read 4 books in my life. This car, by the way, you might not, you won't hear it, but this car's rocking from side to side. Yeah, yeah, I think when it walks. So there you go. Great subjects, topics again for day 2 of February 2016, day 2. Thanks again, Cap. Great stuff. And I'm loving the way you presented, especially today, presented the topics for us today. I love that wee jingle in the background. Yes, really nice, soothing. I might actually just play it all through again. There you go. Thanks for listening, and looking forward to the topic for day 3. Cheers, bye.